Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Councilman Lane Miller, and we have an announcement to make. Yes, it's time. It is time to get back outdoors, and we're going to start on May 13th. We've got Culture Connection coming up. Lane, how are you today?
I come bearing good news.
Well, every time you come in, you have good news.
Well, this is the best news.
Okay, let's start it off. It's time, right?
Culture Connection's going outdoors. And music in the park.
And that's what we've been waiting for.
That's it. We've been talking about it for over a year.
And when is it going to happen, and who are we going to get?
Well, that's the better news. It's going to be May 13th, and it's going to be Shuffle.
And Shuffle is a group that's played here many times. You know, if you've seen them at the Arts Festival, they're just a great group. They really are. They have a huge catalog. And I think that this is a good one to start out things with. Is that kind of why you guys pushed it for the 13th?
I think so. You know, they're just a party band. They do old rock. They do Pink Floyd. They do just everybody. And it's the kind of music that you just can't sit still. You have to get up and dance. And what a better thing for our return to outdoors than a group where you can get up and dance.
And that's exactly it. Now, is this, since we're going outdoors, are we still going to be streaming this as well?
Yes. Yes. That's the even better news. That part's going to change. You'll still be able to stay home, listen to it on your devices. But if you want to, the way 90% of the people are, we just want to be outside, sitting on the grass, listening to music, and it's going to start May 13th.
And that's what we want. And then we're not done. We're carrying into June, because that is when the Culture Connection season really starts. And we've got three locals coming in June. Let's talk about those guys and when they're going to be here.
Okay. All right. We're going to start with Shayla on the 10th. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I have.
All right. So Shayla performed inside just not too long ago. So she'll be back. She's a local. And then Kelly Vogrinic will be following her on the 17th. And then on the 24th, we have Los Hermanos de los Andes.
And we kind of discussed, we were discussing before we came on the air, this is kind of where Culture Connection started, isn't it? Getting back into the local groups and stuff like that. And was that kind of important, or have you guys been able to get groups from outside the area to travel and come in? Are you still working on those?
We're starting to get people from outside. Shuffle is probably the first. You know, when we first talked to Shuffle, they were going to stream to us from the Salt Lake area, and then we were going to put the stream out onto the Facebook pages. But when we called back and said, hey, we want to do it live in the park, they were thrilled. They were thrilled to be able to come down and perform outside. So, you know, this whole thing kind of came together. The fact that June is all locals month is terrific. We've arranged for food trucks to be there. It's going to be just like the old days.
And that's the thing is, you know, we're going right back to it. Food trucks will be there. Get out. Come on downtown and enjoy it. Come out with your family, with your friends, and get back to some outdoor music and enjoy live music again. That is one thing that I've been missing. I don't know about you, but I have been missing live music. And I think there are a lot of people that are in the area that are that way as well. And that's great that you guys are doing this. So let's talk more about getting this all put together and making this work. Now, there will be protocols in place, so let's talk about some of those things.
Okay. Well, the protocols are what they are now. You have to maintain distance. We're going to encourage people to sit in family groups, keep the groups separate from other groups. We expect a really big crowd, so we're going to block off Main Street, so people can get their chairs, put them on Main Street, do what they need to do to maintain a safe distance, yet be there to enjoy the music.
And once again, we're all going to kick it off on May 13th with Shuffle. Culture Connection is going back outdoors, and we're ready for it. I think we're really ready for it.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Calm down, Lane.
I'm thrilled. I'm really excited.
It is. It's, you know, and that's the thing is every time we come in, we talk about this, and it's nice to get people to be able to go back outside and enjoy it and get together the way Culture and Connection was really intended as really a gathering, and that's how I think you guys have looked at it as well.
Yeah, we have. You okay. know, we did what we needed to do, but that's in the past. We're going forward now. Party on.
All right, so once again, a shuffle May 13th in the Peace Gardens as part of Culture Connection, and that will be the last and the only one in May, and then we'll start with the regular lineup in June. It's going to be a lot of fun. The food trucks are coming back. Everything that you loved about Culture Connection is coming back. And what time is that? 7 o'clock on May 13th?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Be yep. ready for it. We're going to have a lot of fun. All right, Lane, thank you so much for coming in with good news today.
Yeah, it's about time.
We appreciate you guys, and you take care, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.